We're here with Tara Rape from Open Roads, the best fuel card on the market right now that saves us thousands of dollars a year. But we're going to talk about the toll program that Open Roads has. We switched to it 4 months ago and have dropped all the other passes that we have. So if you can give us a quick synopsis of what the toll program is, then we'll migrate into the top 10, 11 questions that we've gotten from people and go over those.
Happy to. So this is a transponder that allows you to go on every toll road and every toll bridge in the lower 48. So there's no need to have a Pike Pass, a Texas Tag, a Sun Pass, an Easy Pass. No need to have all those other ones on there. You just have this one little device that just suction cups up to your windshield and you can travel all across the country.
Perfect. Now, like I said, we did switch to it. This is the transponder. Y'all, please don't write down my code. Actually, I'm going to block that out because I know there's some of y'all out there, you know, Lawrence from the Brits, that would do that. But this is the transponder. It just goes on your windshield. So with that, we'll hop into the question section. And you and I have already talked about this. I already know the answer to this. It works in across the entire lower 48 except one bridge, and where is that located?
So it works on all the roads except that one bridge, and that's in Michigan, and it's that Mackinac Bridge up there at the top.
The one where the trolls go into the Uber section, and that's the only one it doesn't work on.
Yes. Exactly.
This is a big one because people, they want to know the cost, but there's a misconception as to when you buy the transponder, there's a misconception as what that cost covers from what we're seeing. So go over the cost of what you're actually buying and, you know, where that money goes when you buy the transponder.
Of course. So when you get the transponder, you're going to have a fee of $24. That is your yearly service fee to have the device and to have the system. So you'll get charged $24 a year on your anniversary date of when you signed up and got the transponder shipped out to you. There's a one-time initial setup fee of $36 and some change, usually about 19 cents, 80 cents, something like that. That is to put $25 on your replenishment amount so you can start getting toll transactions to hit against it, $10 for shipping, and $1 and some change for the taxes.
So, and I think that's where the misconception comes in, is people don't understand that, you know, this is $24 a year.
Yes.
The rest of the money in the initiation fee is your initial funding for tolls to charge against this, and then they have to ship it to you. This is not free. Ferries don't deliver this. It costs about $10 because shipping's gotten more expensive.
So yes.
That was the biggest thing that I wanted to cover on this, is it's not $50 and you're losing $50. You're actually getting things back for it.
You are getting things back for it, yes.
The next one we have is the cost at the cash price or a toll price?
So the cost of the actual rate you're going to be charged is you're going to get charged the state rate of having a transponder. So if you go through a place that has a rate, we'll use the Easy Pass because that's the one I just had the most recent example with. So if you have an Easy Pass tag, you get an Easy Pass rate. If you have another type of transponder that also works on the Easy Pass road, you get charged a rate. That is the rate that you actually get charged for having Innovative. So you don't get that discounted rate that particular state has if you have that particular state's transponder. You just get charged the rate of having a transponder in your vehicle versus paying the cash or paying by license plate.
All right. So and y'all don't hold me to this because it may be different, but to rationalize in your brain, Texas has TexPass and it's one set fee. then they have another fee that is a higher fee that if you come through with zero pass whatsoever and they have to track you down by your license plate, that's the highest fee. Then there's a middle ground fee where it's not exactly Texas pass, but it's also not automated payment either. And that's the middle ground fee. So this would be a middle ground fee across each one of the states.
Yes.
Okay. And I might be wrong, but I think if you use, because TexPass works in like 13 different states, you would get that same middle ground fee using a TexPass in Oklahoma because you're not using the Oklahoma state transponder thing.
Correct. Yes. Okay.
So it's honestly the best of both worlds. Yeah, you're going to pay a few cents more if you're anywhere else in the state. Like for us, we're going to pay more using it in Texas than if we used a TexPass. But if we got outside of Texas, the odds of us hitting a state that the TexPass didn't work in is greater, and our costs would be astronomical. We actually got like a $300 bill. So, this is why we went to this. Will the transponder work for both the truck and the RV, or do you need one for each?
Okay, so how this transponder works, if you have a RV and you have a tow vehicle, you just need one transponder for each. So you would register both with the transponder and with your account, and then you just move it from windshield to windshield. So when you're towing, you would have it in the RV. You go through the toll booth, there is a weight in the road that weighs you, and there's an axle count. So it'll weigh you that you're more than just what an RV is registered for, because you are towing, and it knows you have more than, say, your two normal axles. It'll know you have four because you're towing. Now then you get to your spot, you decide to get out of the camper, you're going to go roam around, visit some stuff. You just pop the little transponder out of the windshield of your RV, stick it in your tow vehicle, and just go through the toll roads like normal. Because, again, it will weigh you, and it will also count your axles.
So I'm assuming those of us that are in fifth wheels or travel trailers, it would just always stay in the truck. And then when we go through a toll, it would see that we have 3 to 4 axles, and it would bill us for that. And so we don't have to have a transponder for the truck and for the fifth wheel. It's all would be in the truck.
Right.
What happens if I just list the truck and then hook up the RV? Will it charge extra? Will there be an extra fee other than the truck and the trailer? Now, I did not word that question. That was full specifically off. So whoever sent me that, you have some grammar issues. Let me reread this. What happens? All right. I think what they're getting at is, if they buy the transponder and they just list their truck and not the fifth wheel, and then they hook the fifth wheel up to the truck, or in the case of a motorized RV, if they hook a towed up to it, but that towed is not listed, do you get penalized for that?
You do not get penalized for that.
Does it work in New Hampshire? And I can't state this enough. It works everywhere except the Mackinac Bridge. Purple Heart and disabled veteran plates. Some states allow for free tolls for these people. Does this carry on to the Open Roads toll program?
That is a very good question, and I wish I had a better answer, but unfortunately they do not honor that discount for that.
Okay.
So you will still get charged that middle ground rate.
How do you order the toll service?
Oh, that's a good one. So on our website, the myopenroads.com website, there is a page dedicated to this transponder. It's called Innovative Toll Solution. It should be the third page if you're looking at the top navigation bar on your laptop or your desktop computer. And if you are on your phone, the little bars, it should be the third page down. Click it. You click on that, go to that page, and at the very top, it'll say ready to apply or click here to apply, something along those lines. Click there, and it'll take you to the application. When you get to the application, you'll fill in your name, your email address, your address, what kind of vehicle you have, whether it's a fifth wheel, a Class A, Class C. and then you hit submit. About within 2 days, within 24 to 48 hours, you'll get a phone call from yours truly, and I will ask you for your credit card information that you have to have on file and your license plate information. And then once I have all that information entered, the transponder gets shipped out to you.
How long does it take to get the toll pass once you submit and get the phone call from you? About how long does it take to ship out?
So it takes, we ship this out by USPS priority mail. So you should have it no later than a week from the day that I get off that phone with you. So when I call you and get your information, I mail them out that day with that tracking of USPS priority mail. And I've been told that people have been receiving them within about 3 to 4 days. So you should not go any longer than 7 days from when we hang up our phone call check, our phone call.
Okay. So if somebody's on the road, they can either have it shipped to their house where they can pick it up, or they can have it shipped to where they're going to be in, let's just say, 7 to 10 days.
Yes.
And pick it up mid-trip if they needed to.
Yes. Now, I will also say there is an expedited option that I can overnight this transponder to you, but there is a cost to that. So it costs an extra $55 to ship it. So you're looking at more of an upfront cost. But if you need it overnight, I can definitely do that as well.
Do I need to remove all my other passes?
Yes. Big old yes. You need to cancel all those accounts, remove those devices, because there's a high probability that you will get double charged. You'll get charged from Pike Pass, and you'll get charged from Innovative. There is that possibility.
Who is Innovative Solutions?
Okay, so Innovative Solutions is a newer company. They've been in business about 5 years. They are out of Dallas, Texas. So they, the owner of Innovative Toll Solutions, it used to work with, I don't know if y'all have ever heard of the Best Pass transponder system. Mm-hmm. So he used to work with them. So he left them and he started this one, and they've been going for about 5 years now.
Are there any questions that you've received that I do not have on my list that you'd like to bring up?
There is one that does come up, and it's if you get charged a rate that you don't think you should have been charged. Like you're going through that toll row and toll booth and your fifth wheel and you don't have your trailer, but you got charged for having it. Or you're vice versa. You went through with your motor home and you wasn't towing, but it charged you that you were towing. So if that's the case, you have access to a phone app and a website portal that you can go in and dispute that specific transaction.
I do have one other question. This is a personal question, you know, from me. Is this thing available in any other color than white? Can I get this in black, or can I plastic dip it and not ruin it?
Okay, so no and no. So let's not color the transponder. And unfortunately, they are all white.
I definitely appreciate you coming on today. I did research into the toll program before we bought it. I think I actually sent you some questions before we transitioned over to it. We don't have to maintain 3 different toll accounts now. And that in itself has been enough for us to stick with this, and you know, we're very pleased with it.